On our morning show today, we're here to talk about all the good things going on in Boaz. It's the annual Fun Day celebration. And Gene Nix, who's the president of Boaz, coming in here to join us. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing really well. I'm guessing we're really good to be able to have you for this time because you got a lot of irons in the fire this week.
Oh, I do. And for one thing, I lost a whole week, so I'm really pushing it this week. So I don't know what happened in July that I forgot a week. So.
But things are coming together.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everything is going as planned. We've got everything set up for this whole week. And I had to look back on what year Boaz Fun Day started. And, you know, it started in Mick Colloy's field years ago. And we won't tell you how old Mick Colloy is. But anyway, in 1974 is when Boaz Fun Days basically started. And it just kept growing. You know, they had softball. And then it just escalated. Then they got the park, and you know, Boaz Fun Days actually pretty much paid for that park, and we still are. I mean, it's growing, so we're pretty excited. We had a lot of new things. Last year we had Boaz Fun Days and Boaz Blast, and it was just tremendous. I never seen so many people in my life.
Yeah, I think that was a great year because people were shut down the 2 years prior, and so they really came back in grand style.
Oh yes, I mean, I was doing all the cooking Friday and Saturday night, and I turn around, and that line never stopped. It was just remarkable, but we all had a good time.
Indeed. Well, that's the number one thing, having fun.
Yes.
You know, and the showcase, I think, is always centers around your softball tournament, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. Ken Nix, which is my husband, I won't, you know, bash him, but he's doing him and Theron Golban do an awesome job with the softball. They work on that field. We've had people comment how nice that softball field is out there. It looks great. And we've got 14 teams. You know, softball is starting to be a dying art, but they're trying to bring it back. So if there's a couple teams that still want to get in, we have two openings left. So.
Okay.
And they're going to start out Friday night, and it's awesome to watch them.
It is, and I think you have some teams, some players that maybe only play once a year, don't you?
Yes, yes. And we have some that they look forward to this every year. They sign up for the next year. They want in. They want to come play. It's just not just for the softball, but to get together with everybody. It's a good time.
Years ago, I remember you used to have a team that regularly came from Milwaukee to play in the tournament.
Yeah, but they got kind of older. So, I mean, I would love them just to come back and watch and that, and maybe get kids back involved in softball. But, yes, and we also had Arthur's back in the day. It was just, that's back when I used to go be able to watch them. You know, I don't get to see it, sorry to say, but it is a good time down there.
You don't get preferential treatment as being the president of Boaz then?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, they not at
you,
all.
They put you to work.
They put me to work, yes. We have great volunteers that help with that. Down at the food stand down there, we have the Fairgrounds Improvement Committee, and they do the food down there, and they do a wonderful job.
So. And it's all kinds of food, too, isn't it?
Oh, they've got, Theron Golban does his pig roast, and that goes over great. And I think they call it a dirty pig. I never had one, but they said that's awesome that they make down there. Last year, I had the Macedon burger, which I still can do it this year. It's a special type of onions that go on it and stuff. But
the Macedon burger.
Right, because we have the building there for the Lions,
sure.
And they have the Macedon on there. So we wanted to do something special last year that was bringing everybody back into Boaz, and I had the Macedon burger.
What was on it?
Well, it's sweet onions, and it's with oil and Italian seasoning onions, grilled and put on top of a cheeseburger.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, it was. It smelled good, too.
So by request, you can get it again this year.
Yes, you can, because I'm making those onions, because I've got two kinds of onions that I'm making. And last year, we ran out of chicken. So this year, we are going to have 224 halves of chicken. So I hope we don't run out this year. I'm going to try making everybody happy. The Lions, they're doing their fish fry Friday night. And what's really nice, the money they gain from that, they donate it for scholarships for kids. So that is awesome.
Yeah, the fish fry, that's been a real big draw too, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. Friday night, I don't even get any because that sells out too. So, and then I'll be cooking down at the pulley track. And I got cheeseburgers, hot dogs, brats, cheese curds go like crazy, cheesy fries, you name it, I'm going to have it down there.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing like fair food, I would say,
yeah.
Right?
And the cheese curds, Oh, they're very good. Huh. And we got a lot of truck pulls and tractor pulls going on. So that's both Friday and Saturday. And this is our third year, beanbag tournaments. And that's gotten to be a big thing. So this is the third year that the Cornhole, Coulee Region Cornhole is going to be doing their tournament.
That's kind of taken over for softball, hasn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, when the guys lose out on softball, they go join the tournament for beanbags. So it's really good because it keeps everybody going. And then we got the fun show for the horses.
Okay.
And one of them I really like that they do Dizzy Cowboy. And they ride their horse down, they grab a bat, they spin around 10 times, they're supposed to try to go back to their horse, and they fall down. So, and then the panty race, that's another good one. They put on a pair of panties, ride down to another person, take them off, give them to another person, get them on, jump on their horse, and ride back. So it's a lot of fun out there for it. And that's, our saddle club does an awesome job. They have shows every other weekend, and it's just great for the kids for that.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
I'm guessing some videos are shown of that from time to time.
Well, I did do it on a stick horse one year, and I got fourth.
Did you really?
Yes.
You have to have a real horse to really compete, probably.
Yeah, but he doesn't like me staying on him too well.
Well, Gene, could you go over the times of like the horse shows and all of that?
Okay. Oh, the fish fry is going to start at 4:30 on Friday.
Okay.
And the Southwest Pullers are going to start at 6:00, and the softball tournament starts at 7:00. So this is everything that happens Friday. And then Saturday, again, we start with our softball tournament, and that'll be at 8:00. We have our garden tractors at 10:00, and that's really good to watch the little kids with those. And then we have our tri-state pullers at 6:00 and hot street pullers. Now, that's the first time I've ever heard of them, so I can't wait to see that. And then Saturday night, we have fireworks. Boy, do we have fireworks. In my garage, there's $3,000 worth of fireworks. And it's a lot. So everybody should come out and watch that. It's going to be good.
So they'll be shooting those off around dusk on Saturday?
On dusk, yes. They'll shut down the softball tournament and the tractor pull. I know Kevin says we got to do it in 15. We got enough for 30 minutes straight. I says, I'll try to do 20 to 25. I'm going to try to stretch it. Because they are awesome. I mean, Brian Swanson and Richie Heath, they do our fireworks. And it was an awesome show last year. It was great.
So that'll be fun to kind of extend the 4th of July fireworks weekend.
Yes, because you know one thing about Boaz Fun Days, I always think of the 4th of July type of stuff, you know, the red, white, and blue and celebrations and stuff. And then Sunday, of course, I'm cooking Friday and Saturday, and Sunday I'll be serving chicken. And the Dosh boy, he does a great job on the chicken. He took over for his dad, barbecuing the chicken up for me, so we're going to have that. We got the softball tournament starting again at 9:00. And then the horse club with their fun show, the Mill Creek Area Saddle Club. And then the barbecue. So we have, Candace comes in and does face painting for the kids, which is great. She just comes in and she does a remarkable job. She tried to paint me one time, but they didn't like the international symbol on my face. Something new this year. I can't wait to see this. Pig poop bingo.
So, now, I've heard of it with cows, Gene. I don't know that I've heard of it with pigs.
I have not ever seen it, but this is by Natural Valley Farms. They asked me if they could do this, and I said, well, I've never seen it. They're going to do it on Saturday and Sunday, and it should be pretty interesting.
That is really unique. So I presume that you can take out a number and see where it lands, right?
Where the pig leaves his...
Yeah.
Yeah.
His exhaust.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying. And then someone said they knew about pigs, and they says, tell you a hint. They always go to the front to do it. And she says, so if you buy a number or square, make sure you get one up there.
Try to get the, yeah, exactly. That's a good idea. I think that's a good tip there. And what time is that then?
They're going to start at noon on Saturday and Sunday. So this will be very interesting to see.
2 days worth.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, boy.
And then I'm going to start my barbecue chicken. I'll start serving at 11:00, or I had people starting at coming to get it at 10:00 last year. So when it's all ready, I start serving.
There's nothing like a good barbecue chicken dinner, is
there? Yes, yes. And I make my pasta salad, and we got baked beans and chicken and homemade bread, so it should be good.
For any of these events, you know, the food, the fish on Friday, I'm guessing that people could stop and get it for takeout, too.
Oh, yes. Most definitely, yes. And we have a lot of takeouts.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to sit with a crowd or whatever the case might be.
Oh, yeah. And even sometimes, you know, the other food down at the other things, I always have to go containers there. So if you want to take something home, feel free.
Good. So the events that you have, all of the monies go back to Boaz for...
Well, what we do after we pay all our bills, mm-hmm. the money goes back to the park. And last year we bought a new three-door cooler because all we had was the walk-in, so we need more stuff. Another big industrial fryer. And we've got two porta potties that we purchased, a handicap one, because that was one of the things that people tell us what we should do extra to help. And I do understand people that are handicapped, so we got a handicap porta potty in for them, and another one. So yes, all that money goes back to the park.
And just for upkeep of the park, for mowing and everything, there's quite an expense.
Oh yes, yes. But the village pays for the mowing, but everything else we try to do ourselves and take care of. And last year we had the new scoreboard, which is awesome. Mark Fenton and the bunch of the boys got put together on Ed, and Connie Jewell, in memory of her, both her parents, is a memory memorial on that also.
Okay. We started out talking a little bit about the history of Boaz Fun Days, and I'm pretty sure I was at the first one, and I believe you had the band playing in Colloy's farm shed at that time?
Well, yeah, and then I moved up here in 88, okay. And I remember they had bands on top of a hay wagon.
Sure.
Playing and stuff and that. But we do have a DJ now, because it seems like the park shrunk for some reason, because we got so many people with so many things going in there. But we do have a DJ both Friday and Saturday night playing. So, but yeah, and I don't think they had the truck pulls back in that time either. It was softball and music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe horse pull. I think maybe that came in somewhere along the way.
I think so. And was it chicken flying contest too? I've heard
Could
of that
be.
One. Yeah, because I remember seeing a frozen chicken coming out and it plopped. But
and then garden tractors.
Garden tractors, yes. Mm-hmm. That's always been a big one.
It seems like it always has been.
I love watching the kids on those. It is, they got all their heart and soul into pulling those little garden tractors.
Right.
Yep.
So it's truly a family event because there's something for everyone.
Yes. There? We also have kids games in. They've been there, probably 5-6 years now. And that we're still looking for, our one vendor did retire last year, and they were a wonderful older couple. And I'm still looking for that. So if anybody's interested to sell whatnots, I'm more than welcome to have someone come in, because everybody likes a little something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are some things that people can buy, some souvenirs and things like that?
They did. We have shirts again for sale this year.
Do you?
You haven't noticed.
Oh, that's the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beauty. That's
yeah.
It's a green color. Are they
neon
all?
Neon green, and I have light blue and light gray.
Okay.
And we got can cozies. We have some people that come every year to buy our shirts for every year.
They collect them.
They collect them, yes.
It's a true collector's item.
And we ran out last year. And I mean, after 100 t-shirts, and we had a couple little girls, they ran around, they were selling cozies and t-shirts. They were just pumped up to help.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep.
Well, I will say that you have some events going on in Boaz this weekend that are unique. I don't know that anybody else has them.
Nope. We try our best. Kevin Jasper runs the truck and tractor pulls. He does an awesome job there. Brian Swanson, he's doing the fireworks and the horse show. Ken does the softball tournament, and he does awesome on there. I give him kudos there. And I guess I get stuck with all the rest.
Okay. And it sounds like, for the most part, you're going to have pretty good weather.
Yes. Even if it predicts rain for Friday, last year it rained on Friday, it was nice. It settled everything down. So I'm hoping it's going to be pleasant in the 80s, I think it said.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lots of times the diamonds could probably use a little bit of water.
Yes. They've been watering them. They've been working them. The 4-H team kids have been playing on there. Yeah.
So the diamond still gets a lot of use, doesn't it?
The 4-H kids have been playing. I know there was one team, they said they might just come play their games on our field because it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Theron and Ken take a lot of pride in that diamond.
Yeah. And they should. Yeah. What time do the games start, Gene, on Friday night?
For
softball?
7:00.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then the tournament will run pretty much through the weekend then.
Yep.
And the championship game
is on Sunday, and it's 100% payout.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, and do you have some pretty well-known teams from the area involved in the tournament, Gene?
Oh, yeah. There's Cardinal, Oh, I would have to look at Ken's list. I'm sorry.
Putting you on the spot a little
bit. Yeah, he's got a whole list, and he contacts them constantly and makes sure they're in, and, you know, and at Cedar Crest or something like that. He's always excited.
Oh, Denton Cedar Crest. There's a team that comes back every year.
Oh, yes. Yep. And he comes and he gets his chicken right away, the tickets for that, for his guys. And he, extra money, so he, treat his guys good. So, yeah, he's one that's right there right away.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. One of the behind-the-scenes stories, I think, with Boaz Fun Days.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned there are a couple of openings. Somebody has a team. They could bring them out
this
weekend.
Yep.
Who do they contact about that?
Ken Nix.
Okay.
Yep.
Get a hold of Ken Nix about that. Yep. So, good. Sounds like it has all the makings for a really successful weekend.
Oh, yeah. So I'm shopping all week and cooking all week and, yep.
I was thinking maybe you're going to take a nap and rest up for the weekend.
No. After this is all done, then I'll take my nap.
Well, you'll deserve it, that's for sure. Well, certainly a tradition. So we're probably approaching about 50 years then for Boaz Fun Days.
Well, that's
it?
49 years.
49.
It started in 1974, and I thought it was longer. This year would be 49 years, so next year would be 50.
Ooh.
Nifty 50.
Going to have a big blow up then.
I think we better.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yep. So I'll have to come up with something new for the shirts.
Yes, some new ideas.
Yep.
Well, Jean, thanks for coming and being our guest.
Well, you're welcome.
We wish you and the gang nothing but success at Boaz.
Thank you.
You bet. Jean Nix joining us here. Boaz Fun Days. Remember, it's this very weekend here in the Richland Center area. We're here to talk about the Richland Area Farmers Market. Ricky Grunberg is our guest. Ricky, how are things going this summer?
Well, things are going pretty well, Phil. We're almost halfway through, not there yet. And it's been pretty crowded each week. We've got some nice vendors, some new vendors. And it's good to see a lot of people coming out.
You've had pretty good weather for it, haven't you?
Oh, the weather's been amazing. Wow, the last couple of weeks especially were just gorgeous. Wonderful breezes. It's just perfect. Couldn't ask for anything better.
But what about the growing season, with the lack of rain? Has that affected anything?
Yes, it has. Absolutely. That's been tough. And, I feel badly because a lot of customers are wanting or expecting fruit, for instance, strawberries and such. And it's just the dryness has really affected that. We had strawberries maybe for a week and very few. And all of our vendors have expressed that that's what's been happening. It's just been really, really rough. And I'm guessing unless some rain really comes on a good, consistent basis, it's going to be very hard, especially with things like corn and other fruits.
Mm-hmm. So far, though, I looked at the list of things that you expect today, and there's some good stuff there.
Yes, and it has been plentiful. We've had lots of green beans, for instance, zucchini, just what, like the list you're looking at, the greens and onions, garlic has been fantastic. We've got nuts every week, and, we've had some really wonderful things. It's just that the drought does affect certain crops more than others.
Looks like you have some good baked goods again.
Yes, very good baked goods, and we have quite a lot of baked goods, too. Many pies and even cakes and cookies and little pies and larger ones. And then we've got breads, artisan breads, and unique cookies, too. We have one vendor who sells nuts, makes cookies with nuts. And it's been very interesting, very nice baked goods this year.
I know you have people chomping at the bit to get out there when you start at 1:30, don't you?
We do. Yeah, people have been really great this year as far as waiting, and they wait for the bell. And we use the very loud gong from the train depot that's there. That's been a big help, too, because you can really hear it loud and clear. But people have been very patient this year. It's been really nice.
Have you had good response to your youth food token program?
Yeah, that's every week grows more and more. We're probably serving, maybe around, now that school is over, that was a big change. So it's only been the last, 3 weeks that school is out. And so we have a lot more youth coming to the market, and they're very excited. They come right up and get their tokens. So it's been great. And they're used on fruits and vegetables, so they can get a lot of stuff for that.
Indeed. Lots of good treats, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely.
And you honor EBT SNAP benefits?
Yes, we do.
Does that work then, Ricky?
Well, that works if you have a Wisconsin Quest card, which is what you will get if you are a beneficiary of the SNAP EBT coupons in this, you know, in this area. You get a Quest card. You come to the market to the information table. Let me see the Quest card. I plug in the numbers. It's all done manually. And then if you have the balance that you need to have and you want a certain amount of money under that balance, so it will work out beautifully. And then what we do is we give the SNAP customer coupons that indicate how much they're worth, and then they can go to any table for any product, any edible product. It has to be something they could eat, so it can't be flowers, for instance, unless they're edible flowers, but they can't be usual, like bouquets. That's probably the biggest thing that you cannot buy with EBT SNAP. I mean, at the farmer's market.
Have you had plenty of flowers?
Oh, yes. Many. Lots of flowers. And even some edible ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we've had lots of cut flowers.
I always look forward to those. That's certainly a way to brighten someone's day, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We have customers who come just to get flowers.
Yeah.
That's their whole plan. And it's wonderful. We have a couple of about two or three vendors that sell flowers right now, and we'll be probably even getting another one sometime soon.
So you've settled into the depot area. Is that working out well for you?
It is. I think it is. I think a lot of people think it's smaller than the years before, but actually it's really a very similar size. It's just the way it's physically set up that appears smaller. But we have enough space for all the vendors, and there's plenty of parking around. There's about 10 spots right at the depot proper right there, and we suggest this for people who have some mobility issues. And there's many, many spots all around the depot, down by the parking at the depot. There's down the streets there and across. And there's even some at the Quick Trip that people can park at or near the Quick Trip.
Do you still have space for vendors if someone is interested?
Absolutely, yes. We are always looking for vendors. And we've had some new vendors over the last couple of weeks since we last spoke. And we're always looking for new vendors. So, yes, people can come to the market and talk to me there, or they can get an application on our website and send it in, or they can make a phone call and see if we need whatever they're selling, which we usually, even if we have, I always say this to vendors, that we could at any one time, there might be five people selling tomatoes, and that's okay. It's not a competition. It's just the more the merrier, frankly.
So do you have some tomatoes yet?
Well, we have a vendor who has. We've had a couple of vendors who have had tomatoes in the last week, and not a lot. They're just beginning, and some have them only because they had greenhouses over the winter and started them very young, you know. But yeah, we've had some small cherry tomatoes, and we've had larger ones too. And again, I never know week to week what's going to be there as far as how many or anything like that.
That's why folks need to stop by, because you never know. There's some surprises from time to time.
You never know. I was so surprised the day someone brought strawberries, for instance.
Oh.
All I heard was that it was too dry, it's not going to happen, and then someone brings strawberries. So, and even the tomatoes last week were a complete surprise to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gone within minutes.
I bet.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the hard part.
Somebody had been watering them, obviously.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Sure.
The drought has really affected the crops a lot this year.
Right. With the promise of some rain, I think, you know, there's a promise that the second half of the season could be really good.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. Another thing we didn't mention, by the way, when you mentioned SNAP, another thing is we senior vouchers are being used right now too, and they can be used through October. And so senior vouchers can be used at most vendors have the ability to take senior vouchers.
How do people go about getting those?
That's something where you need to contact the Health and Human Services to get vouchers. And also the first Wednesday of every month, someone comes to our market. So August 2nd, for instance, will be the next time someone comes to our market to distribute them. And then there's one more time in next week, I think, in the senior center, we'll have someone there distributing vouchers if you need them still. Okay. And they're good for fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs.
That's good to know. So again, the schedule, you'll be opening later today at 1:30?
1:30, yep, 1:30 to 5:30. And as we've already said, let's see, today what do we expect? Oh, lots of good stuff. Beets, plentiful beets, greens, even rhubarb is still available. Spring onions, maybe some new potatoes. We always have honey, and we have beef, and then lots of baked goods, as we discussed, and other things, too.
Always fun to be able to talk to the vendor there and, you know, kind of ask him some questions if you'd like and, you know, find out where it came from, right?
Yes, you can ask how they grow things, what kind of practices they use, and that kind of thing, which is very helpful.
You bet. Well, Ricky, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us, and we'll have you on in a few weeks and kind of get an update then and see how it's going. But it sounds like it's off to a good start, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be great. And one more thing to mention is our tasting table. That's where we take produce from the vendors when they first get there and take whatever they can offer, and we cook up something for the customers to have a taste.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, that's been really nice. And so you get just a little bit, but you can get a taste of what's there, and that goes for all the products, or many of the products, so you can go right to the vendor who's selling that and see if they have any that you might want to get.
So give us an example of something that's been cooked up here so far and, you know, that you've made.
Well, an example would be last week we had brown rice, which we bring from home, and then we cook up the zucchini, green beans, carrots, spring onions, and cook it all together, make a sauté. And then we might get some preserves from someone who's selling canned goods. Someone else gives us a loaf of bread for tasting, some walnuts, that kind of thing. And then we mix it all together and have little tastings of each item, and people can grab a bowl and see what it's all about.
That's great. I don't know that you get that at all farmers markets, do you?
No. I have heard that. People always tell me it's something unusual, and I always thought that a lot of markets did it, but it's not. They don't. So I think it's a good thing to do. It's a wonderful way for customers to get. Also, a lot of people like just to watch us cook.
Oh, sure.
See different cooking methods and see how it's done, and to use these particular items, especially things like garlic scapes or rhubarbs, things that are just a little bit unusual.
Yeah. Get a recipe idea, perhaps.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And we even have recipes that we give out as well. And we have a little menu written up. I mean, it's fun. We don't never know until we're there, though, what we're going to cook, of course, because we don't know what the vendors are bringing.
Hmm.
You know, we know what they might bring, but we just aren't sure.
Should be fun later today. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Phil.
You bet. Ricky Grunberg joining us here on WRCO, talking about the area farmers market going on today from 1:30 to 5:30.